Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
But we are going to turn now to the whole question of pubs and the difficulties we saw over the weekend. The Taoiseach said earlier that the government is worried about large crowds that gathered in Dublin city centre at the weekend, where it appears that social distancing wasn't observed, that pub opening hours may have been ignored. He said that the planned full reopening of pubs in 2 weeks' time, as you've heard, that's July 20th. Now, he didn't address that in that news conference. If he does, we'll come back to it. But he did hint this morning in an interview that the planned full reopening of pubs in 2 weeks' time on July the 20th could be delayed. The Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, spoke earlier about his concerns around crowds and social distancing.
This has been a collective effort by society. I know there was shock at the scenes over the weekend. Those scenes were pretty much isolated to one place. The broader picture is one of compliance and people, and particularly businesses, doing their best. We obviously, when we've mounted a large scale operation in terms of our examination and policing of this, we are going to find breaches, and we did find those. But by and large, this is a picture of compliance.
By and large, Drew Harris there, the Garda Commissioner, saying it was a picture of compliance. I'm joined by Dara McAllister. He's a publican based in Ennis. And I'm also joined by retired Detective Inspector Pat Murray. You're both welcome to Drive Time. Dara, you have a couple of pubs in Ennis, Lucas's and Considine's. I would describe them, I suppose, as old style pubs, lots of nooks and crannies. You're not open at the moment. Are you worried that what you saw at the weekend might jeopardise your plans to get back to business?
Well, there are two worries that come out of it, really. There's, first of all, the public health worry. If people aren't social distancing, obviously that can impact on all of us. And the second fear, of course, is that suddenly we will become the victims of collective punishment, and that what might actually be a Dublin problem as opposed to a real problem may affect the whole country. So it is worrying. And we don't appreciate much the Taoiseach's way of dangling that over us this morning, rather than coming out up front and making a statement as to how the government feels, but rather giving us an idea of what he's thinking, and he may or may not do something about it with just 2 weeks
ago. What do you want to hear from him then?
Well, I want to hear clearly that we are definitely going to be opening on the 20th of July, and there's no equivocation whatsoever about it.
But that worry that what we saw in Dublin, are you seeing crowds gathering in Ennis for street drinking or street gatherings?
Nothing of the sort, no. No, it's obvious that some people are obviously enjoying their time back to social life, and they're probably going to have a couple of more drinks than they ought to. And there's anecdotal talks of people having, the 9 euro meal, but having a few more pints than they ought to. But by and large, business isn't actually booming for any place that's opened of late. The tsunami that was predicted of people rushing back to the pubs never really happened, never materialised.
Well, I suppose, in fairness, Dara, it shouldn't or couldn't happen if the pubs are to observe the rules and the distancing and so on.
Oh, I fully agree, and that's the point that I'm making, that people are, by and large, being very compliant. And so it's not a major worry in the real world, but again, if we're to suddenly be ruled by social media, there is a real danger that they should might turn around and change the limits for the 20th. But hopefully he won't. And again, hopefully he'll come out clearly and say that he won't.
Pat Murray is with us as well. Pat, before I come to you, I just wonder, Dara, do you have a view on whether you believe the Gardaí should have moved in and broken up those crowds on Saturday?
State that I heard a great deal about the social media, but I never actually saw the videos. But it certainly is a policing matter, so it's certainly a matter for the Gardaí to make the decision on the ground as to whether or not it's not Republicans to police the streets.
Yeah, and it was people gathered on the streets. Pat Murray, what would be the Garda thinking around crowds gathered in this way, given that we are in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, well, I suppose you have to look at it like crowd control. It's a public security practice, and in this case, it's to manage and prevent the spread of the virus. The Gardaí do have powers to move people on and arrest people, like the COVID-19 emergency law, allows a person who refuses on instruction by a Garda to impose a social distancing rule is guilty of an offence and can be arrested, and can do up to 6 months imprisonment. So that law remains there. You also have laws under the Public Order Act, Section 8, which allows for if someone doesn't comply with a direction of the Gardaí, who the Gardaí believe might be drunk or disorderly or abusive, and they don't move on, they can be arrested. But also you have, under that same act, you have a section 21 where in the event of, let's say, an event taking place where people you think are going to congregate or gather, the Gardaí, on instruction, can erect barriers and stop mm-hmm. people from going into that area.
Going into that area. Did you see the pictures, Pat, at the weekend?
I did, yeah, I've seen them. Like, you know, like it's worrying because, and I have to agree with Drew Harris that, like, you know, the Gardaí don't want to be going in there arresting people and moving them on. And
yeah, but should they have put up barriers? Should they have cleared the area out and cordoned it off? Because I don't think there's any evidence that that happened. You see, what we believe about what happened here is that you're trying to please people who may have bought takeaway drink. And then they come and they stand maybe 100 metres or whatever away from where they bought that drink and they congregate there.
Yeah, well, look, as I say, it's a crowd control issue and it's a public security practice and in this case to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Mm. And I think we're all in agreement with that. And the thing about it as well, I think the best way to police this is it's as Drew Harris says, a collective effort by society. Like, these people have to be spoken to and, like, you know, they have to be made see that what they're doing.
But on that, Pat, a certain point, does a certain point come in the day where people have had some alcohol and they're not going to listen to you? Do you as somebody who's enforcing the law, do you have to make decisions to move in? And if you decide to move in, you need to know you have the manpower behind you to do it because
well,
you don't know
correct.
What's going to happen.
These will be, like, in the event of let's say, people going to gather in an area and maybe up to 100 or more, the Gardaí can put in place barriers and direct people away. If they put it up to the Gardaí, let's say, or don't do what they're told, they can be arrested under the Public Order Act, brought to the nearest station and charged on that. Now, I know myself, the Gardaí do have a good relationship with the public. Nobody wants to be arresting anybody in respect of public order offences, or they certainly don't want to be killjoys. But there is a very real risk here of the virus not being suppressed
by people gathering. Did what you saw, Pat, overstep the mark?
I did, of course, yeah. It's down to individual responsibility as well. And I think, in all fairness, the government and the Gardaí are sort of look at, and as Simon Harris said, I think there recently, look at lads, let's cop on. We've come so far now. Let's just, you know,
sometimes,
hold our heads.
I suppose sometimes a bit of cop on might be in short supply. Dara, you are hoping to get back in business on the 20th of July. What are you doing by way of preparation?
Well, one big problem that we have in terms of getting prepared to open is that we haven't got the guidelines that we need. We certainly haven't been told that there will be different guidelines for us, and here we are 2 weeks out. Now, we know that happened the last time with the reopening of restaurants and food pubs. So it would be nice to know if there are going to be severe limitations on us so that we can prepare and put in an investment in advance of opening, because the last thing we wanted to find out at short notice that suddenly we have to go and spend €5,000 or €6,000.
What are you anticipating? Because you don't do food, so I won't be phoning up to make an appointment to come and have a drink in your pub. But will you be observing the 1 metre social distancing?
We're going to ask everyone to be sensible and be sound. So when people arrive at the front door, we're going to ask them, if there isn't a space for you, if there isn't a table for you, and if the new guidelines that we're operating under, which we haven't seen yet, don't permit anyone to stand at the bar counter or to stand in general, then we're going to have to politely ask them not to come in. But again, we're going to need the public's cooperation on this, because they're going to have to understand that there's no room in here for me. It makes sense for me to move on. Now, that's obviously in the hope that we are full, which is where we'd like to get.
All right. Well, look, we hope that you are able to get back to business as soon as possible. That's Dara McAllister, a publican in Ennis in County Clare, and retired Detective Inspector Pat Murray.